It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Turning our attention now to the fact that more and more students graduating from high school these days are planning on taking paths to their futures that don't run through college. This phenomenon seems to have picked up steam during the pandemic and continues today. Covering the story for us is Colin Binkley. He's an education writer for the Associated Press. And Colin, in your story, you provide an example of a young man who took a different course in life, that of Grayson Hart, who, as you point out, was always headed toward college after high school because he believed that college was the only route to a good job, stability, even to a happier life. But then things changed during the pandemic, and instead of going to college, he went straight into the workforce. Now, as you report, a year after high school, Hart is directing a youth theater program in Jackson, Tennessee. He got into every college that he applied to, so he certainly had that option, but didn't take it, citing cost as a major factor. And so here he goes into the workforce as opposed to making his way off to college, then going into the workforce following getting his college degree. Colin, tell us, what is going on here? What's behind all this? What's driving people like Mr. Hart and others to skip college and head straight into the workforce?
Yeah, that's right. Since the start of the pandemic, we know that the number of Americans going to undergraduate colleges is down by 8%. And, you know, the numbers have been clear for some time that there's a decrease, but we really wanted to get to the heart of it and find out what's driving it. So, you know, really the only way to do that is to talk to lots and lots of young people. So we identified folks who graduated from high school during the pandemic, who didn't go on to a university, just to find out what it is. And we heard a lot of the same things that policy folks in states are hearing. There are a few factors kind of converging here. We know that the job market is really good for young people. There are a lot of jobs and they're paying more than ever, even if it's, you know, a retail job or at a restaurant. We know that student debt is on students' minds. It's been in the national conversation for months and months now, and college costs more than ever, and student debt is huge. And so there is a sense that students just don't necessarily want to take on that kind of debt to get a degree. And then there's also this idea that, that you know, students who were in high school during the pandemic, you know, maybe weren't particularly well served by remote learning. They didn't have a good experience, and there's maybe a sense of disillusionment with education and education institutions. And so a lot of young people thought, I didn't really enjoy my last couple of years of school. Why do I want four or even two more?
Yeah, and so I think a lot of people then are finding out when skipping college, they go back and look at it a year or two after making that decision, kind of the train's left the proverbial station, they've gone the other way, and yet they're finding, even though it costs to go to school and everything else, it's an investment for those who make it work, and the earning power of someone graduating college is substantially higher, right?
Yeah, economists would make the point that the numbers still show that a bachelor's degree is worth it. When you compare two people, someone with a bachelor's and someone with just a high school diploma, the person with a bachelor's will make 75% more in lifetime earnings. So we know that there is value with that, but there's also an idea that, you know, young people haven't necessarily in this age group haven't necessarily seen or been adults for a big recession. And so they haven't seen what happens necessarily when someone without a college degree, you know, gets laid off and when companies face distress and those people are the first to lose their jobs. So there is an idea that, you know, maybe eventually if we see a downturn, that, you know, young people will face the consequences of this in some bad ways. But, you know, they just haven't really seen that yet.
Yeah, I think the pandemic obviously has had a major impact on this. You know, a lot of young people just wanting to do things differently, used it as a moment to think differently, be different, et cetera, try something else, not necessarily follow the tried and true path. I mean, it kind of shook up everything and gave people the opportunity to look at alternatives when they otherwise might have just stuck to the protocol, if you will, and went on to college after graduating high school. But yeah, I think your article points out lifetime earnings 75% less for those who don't get a college degree versus those who do. So it's really quite significant. And I think a lot of people are going to get that wake-up call that some have already gotten, that maybe I should have gone to college and stayed with a tried and true approach to setting myself up for a lifetime of success, as opposed to worrying about either A, trying to be creative and doing things your own way, or B, worrying about the cost, the investment in college, which clearly can pay off.
Yeah, that's the concern, and maybe the biggest question is, if we do face a big enough downturn that those people lose jobs or can't find employment, then what would they go back? You know, that's normally what we do see during an economic downturn, is people going back to education to get credentials. So whether that happens has yet to be seen. It didn't happen during the pandemic, even when the economy was really suffering. And so that's, you know, a cause for concern that maybe there is something fundamentally different, maybe a shift in philosophy or perspective among younger people. So this is something that's going to play out for years to come, and we just don't really know its full consequence yet.
All right, Colin Binkley, AP education writer for the AP News. Appreciate you being on with us. We're going to run to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.